today with David Thompson. This is July 2008, the Tesla Academy podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riversong. David, I understand that in your Ether Physics Theory book, you've covered some about how music theory goes with physics theory overall, which I don't think too many physicists have specifically covered in the past.
It's not something that modern physics covers, but in an ether physics theory, it turns out that the Pythagorean scale of notes uses the same math structure as the atomic elements do.
I've been having suspicions along those lines for quite a while. There are people now who are experimenting with 34-tone scales and 64-tone scales and 19-tone, and those can relate to the table of the elements too. Now, it's very clear that the periodic table of the elements is arranged in octaves that are similar to musical octaves. I say similar to, it's actually more than similar. It is an exact type of repeat phenomenon.
Yeah, that's true. You can tell from looking at various models of the periodic tables that they do repeat in an octave-like structure. I don't know if I could turn that directly into music or not, but it just goes to show that sound and matter share a same common substratum that they originate from.
That's an important point. As I like to tell students quite often, music is more like the way the universe works than anything else we know.
Oh, I agree with that. I do. That's a good characterization right there.
Thank you. And what you're doing now is, I understand, you're working with a new type of synthesizer instrument. Now, this is material that's not in the book, and this synthesized instrument is called Lambdoma?
That's correct. It's a Lambdoma keyboard. It's invented by Barbara Hero. She is a well-respected researcher in mathematics and music theory. I believe she has PhDs in several areas. And this keyboard is something that I had actually thought about building myself back in the 1980s. Of course, I never had the resources to do it, and I was glad that Barbara Hero actually did have the resources and the knowledge to build it. She did a wonderful job on it.
That's good. Yeah, I just tested it out, and it's fantastic because it's infinitely flexible. You can put it into several different types of tunings, and you can also have notes conveniently next to each other that are harmonious, unlike on a piano where the notes next to each other create an interval that actually causes disease.
Well, that's true. The Lambdoma is laid out differently from a piano, but the notes themselves are more harmonic than standard tuning is. The quality of the sound, the sweetness of the notes, are just beyond compare, which is why the ancient Greeks actually passed a law that said that only Pythagorean tuning was allowed on instruments, and you could actually get arrested if you used any other tuning method.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I kind of knew something about that. It's nice to hear someone else saying that, because it's true. And Pythagoras himself, he was very adamant about making sure that musicians always played in tune. Now, would you have any suggestions to students about possibly going into this interface between music and physics, and what are some good ways that they could do this?
Of course, only the ether physics model shows the relationship between music and physics. So it would take some study of the ether physics model first, and then also to study the work by Barbara Hero on the Lambdoma system of music and the ratios. It becomes self-explanatory if you just take the time to just look at it. I mean, give it a shot. Just start reading the stuff, thinking about it a little bit, and it all comes together really quick.
Good. Do you have any of the music from the Lambdoma currently posted on your website?
Not on my website, but on Barbara Hero's website, which is www.lambdoma.com. When you first bring up the page, there's a composition that I had written for Barbara Hero called The Hero's Passion. And you can get a sample of the type of music that you can play with this keyboard there.
Good. I appreciate that. And your website for the Aether Physics model?
That's www.16pi2, 16pi2.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming back with us on the Tesla Academy podcast.
Thank you, Michael.